8. Jupiter and the Outer Planets. Patrick Moore, FRAS. Jupiter is unlike the Earth in almost every way. Astronomers used to think that it was made up of a central rocky core surrounded by a layer of ice over which lay a deep, dense atmosphere. Nowadays, it's thought more probable that the whole globe is made up of gas, though near the middle of the planet, this gas is so dense that it starts to behave in a most curious way. At any rate, the surface which we see through our telescopes is certainly made up of gas. There's a great deal of hydrogen, some of which has combined with other materials to form unpleasant compounds, such as ammonia and marsh gas. It's quite clear that no life can exist there. Not only is the atmosphere poisonous, but Jupiter is so far from the sun that it is always very cold. The temperature can never rise much above -200°F. The surface details are always changing, and indeed Jupiter never looks the same for long at a time. The axial rotation is very quick, and the day there is less than 10 hours long, so that the various features seem to drift across the disk from one edge to the other. If you are able to use a reasonably powerful telescope, you will be able to notice this drift over a period of only a few minutes. The most famous marking on Jupiter, and the only one that seems to have lasted for more than 100 years, is the Great Red Spot. This is a tremendous patch 30,000 miles long. Nobody quite knows what it is. It may be a semi-solid body floating in Jupiter's atmosphere, but it still remains very much of a mystery. Saturn, the outermost of the planets known in ancient times, is rather smaller than Jupiter. Even so, it has a diameter of 75,000 miles, so that it is a giant when compared with the Earth. To the unaided eye, it is fairly bright, but looks just like a yellowish star, and it is not always easy to recognize unless you know where to look for it. Saturn's globe is very like that of Jupiter, but the planet is more beautiful, because it is surrounded by a wonderful system of rings. These rings are not solid sheets, but are made up of thousands of small pieces of material whirling round Saturn in the manner of dwarf moons. A small telescope will not be powerful enough to show them, but a 3-inch refractor will give an excellent view, as well as showing Titan, the brightest member of Saturn's family of 9 satellites. It's possible that the rings are the broken remains of an old moon of Saturn, which approached too closely to the planet and was torn to pieces by the very powerful pull of gravity. In 1781, William Herschel, a German amateur astronomer living in England, was searching the sky with a telescope which he had made himself when he found a strange object which did not look like a star. It soon proved to be a new planet, now called Uranus. It has about half the diameter of Saturn and is twice as far from the Sun, so that it's even colder. Since then, 2 more planets have been discovered. Neptune is an almost perfect twin of Uranus, but Pluto, the most distant member of the planet family, is only about the size of Mars.
Kimmy,